Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Just another hoax. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump just tweeted, calling the Russia bounty story made up only to damage him. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, says if the president, though, did know months ago...
The public should, unrelated to my running, conclude that this man isn't fit to be president of the United States of America.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave, the White House says President Trump has now been briefed on intelligence that Russia paid Taliban fighters to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. The Trump administration denies the president was briefed earlier this year, as has been reported. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told Fox and Friends...
If this information turned out to be true, and now we may never know, but if it turned out to be true, we had options ready to go, and the president was ready to take strong action, as he always...
Democratic staffers are calling for a briefing from intelligence officials, not White House staffers, as soon as possible. Dave?
Rachel, the president also tweeted his executive order to protect monuments and statues is in full force and in effect.
The Department of Homeland Security is deploying a special unit across the country to protect federal monuments and statues from possible vandalism over the 4th of July. Fox News got hold of a memo from acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf that says this coming holiday weekend has the potential for increased disruptive activity.
That's Fox's Jill Nato.
That's from Portland, Oregon last night. Many protesters calling for police to be defunded.
And in New York, the city council will cut the NYPD's budget by nearly $1 billion. In Atlanta, the fired officer charged with murder in the Rayshard Brooks shooting has been set free on bond. Vice President Pence will go to Arizona today, one of the hardest hit states in the recent coronavirus surge. The governor closing bars and gyms and theaters.
Wash your hands. Practice good hygiene. And wear a mask.
America's listening to Fox News.
What's the most important factor for determining a coin's value?
Rarity.
And now, the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in the creation of a modern rarity.
When the West Point Mint was shut down due to health concerns, 240,000 emergency production 2020 American Eagle silver dollars were minted in Philadelphia for 13 days only.
And that makes these coins with the P-Mint attribution the second rarest coin in the entire American Eagle bullion coin series.
This extraordinary coin is now available, but only for a limited time. Just call GovMint.com. At 1-800-520-6468.
To learn more about these emergency production 2020 American Eagle silver dollar coins, call 1-800-520-6468.
Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $10 value free with every order. Call 1-800-520-6468 now to secure your Philadelphia Mint 2020 American Eagle silver dollar coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-520-6468.
Britain says China is violating the agreement that turned Hong Kong over to Chinese rule 23 years ago, with that new security law now in place and enforced for the first time.
Hong Kong police arresting at least two protesters for carrying flags and signs calling for the city's independence. The suspects are among the first to be arrested under a controversial new security law imposed by China's central government in Beijing. Serious offenders can be jailed for life. The US and Britain see the law as a crackdown on free speech in China's freest city. China says it's about restoring stability after months of anti-government protests. Simon Owen, Fox News.
It's official in Mississippi. The state flag that's flown since 1894 is going to go away.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed a bill to scrap the flag, which contained the Confederate battle emblem.
This is not a political moment to me, but a solemn occasion to lead our Mississippi family to come together.
The flag had survived a 2001 vote, with a majority of state residents then saying the design embraced Southern heritage. But with racial tensions bubbling in the country, there was a renewed desire for change. Reeves said changing flags is different than tearing down monuments.
A monument acknowledges and honors our past. A flag is a symbol of our present.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Voters will approve the new flag design with one requirement. It must include the words, "In God We Trust." Congress is still considering more financial aid for Americans in the corona crisis. Last night, by unanimous consent, the Senate approved extending an expiring deadline for small businesses to apply for loans until August 8th. On Wall Street, a sell-off could be in store. Dow futures down more than 200 points. After the best quarter for the Dow in 33 years, it surged 17% April through June. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois is pushing back its deadline for issuing new licenses to grow, infuse, and transport marijuana. CBS Chicago says the state had already delayed the application deadline for 6 weeks because of the coronavirus pandemic. No new deadline has been set. Casinos in Illinois reopened today. They were forced to close in mid-March. They'll have reduced capacity, limited to 50%. Casinos are expected to have social distancing between tables and slot machines. Masks are required for patrons and staff. The Illinois Gaming Board laid out strict cleaning guidelines. Decks of cards, chips, dice, and cash will be sanitized and constantly swapped out. 6 years in prison is the sentence for a Rantoul man who admitted to sexually assaulting an intoxicated woman. 46-year-old Roberto Velasquez pleaded guilty to the crime that happened in March of last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5. Welcome to 7-1-20. It is the 1st of July. I am Stevie J. We check our weather now with Diane Ducey.
Hi, Stevie. Up to 89 today with some clouds. A stray shower is possible. We're down to 68 this evening. Mostly sunny and a high 91 tomorrow, down to 66. Friday, as we wrap up the week, we'll have mostly sunny conditions again. High 90, 90 the high through Thursday, Friday. Next Friday is 92. We're in a warm stretch we get into
summertime.
July.
It's summertime, right?
It's true. There's some low-lying areas with some fog this morning. Temperatures currently at 70. ESPN 93.5.
Well, off we go. We got lots to talk about. Poor people in Muhammad made that bad choice to have the prom. Mm-hmm. I told you it was a bad.
I know. I wanted to do it, too. I thought there's a way to keep little clusters of 10 and under.
Yeah.
Different parts of, and have like a DJ station, an appetizer station.
I told you, I said, bad idea, and I understand it.
Yeah.
But I also understand, guys, I mean, they're taking the pounding of the pounding. I mean, I realize there are like 17 now confirmed cases from having a unofficial prom, and it was a bad call.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it.
Well, and then our young people are out and about.
Well, and that's, and apparently
working with others.
Seven businesses are affected.
Right.
So they've been able to count. Anyway, but again, how much is enough?
Right. And some of them saying, Julie Pride, CU Public Health District, well, you need to sue these people.
Why is it that we don't hear anything about the spread of this virus, which is spreading, with all the protests? You're telling me we're not spreading that in protesting?
Well, there's that.
300-plus protests around the country.
Some of them were wearing masks.
Some of them were wearing masks. But there was zero discussion about, you know, protests are bad to spread the virus. It just doesn't fit the agenda. If you believe in it, then that didn't cause anything. But the fact is, you know, we have a lot of ways for spreading this. It's a very contagious thing here. So we all agree on that. You can make your own choice of what you participate in. But I'm just saying, at some point, you can beat up somebody for a bad choice so much. But people are all over the prom in Muhammad, and I don't think they should have done it. But they did, and they're taking it big time. But I don't know what you want blood from them. I don't know what you want from them. You're going to prosecute them? Again, you've got some inconsistencies in what we're doing in public that for sure the protests spread the virus. There's just no doubt about it. And nobody can refute it. And if they do, they're not being genuinely honest with you. In any event, off we go into another program. I'm so glad you're listening. I always enjoy talking to Frank V. Vernuccio. My friend, how are you?
Stevie J., it's great to be with you again.
Editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. He has served in both Republican and Democrat administrations on state and local levels. Democrats tweet, then delete a post linking Donald Trump's Mount Rushmore event to glorifying white supremacy. So where do we live now, Frank?
You know, Stevie, if 7 months ago someone had talked about the president visiting Mount Rushmore, it would have been considered the most boring news story possible. and anyone objecting to it would have been considered just plain weird. But the hard left that now dominates the DNC has sought to deem every symbol of American nationhood somehow also a symbol of white supremacy. Attacks at the Philadelphia statue of Benjamin Franklin, who essentially started the abolitionist movement in the United States, or of the Boston Monument to the Massachusetts 54th, a Civil War monument to an all-black regiment that fought to end slavery, it kind of defines the sheer ignorance of this attempt. Nazi propaganda minister Goebbels said that if you tell that big lie loud enough and long enough, eventually some people will begin to consider it the truth. That's what we're dealing with here.
Virginia talking about lessening abuse of a police officer as a crime. Lessening. You assault a police officer, you'll be lessened. That's what they're talking about that. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Do you ever think you'd live in a time when you're having some conversations about no border, no prisons, no police? Wow. Frank, what are we doing? I mean, it's that a Texas realtor group yesterday says it will no longer use the word master to describe bedrooms and bathrooms. You can't use it.
Wow.
What?
Somewhere in the background, you hear Rod Serling say, "You have entered another dimension."
Yeah. This is it. This is the Twilight Zone. We are. This is just. You can't even fathom what's going on. And then AOC is a consultant to Joe Biden. That's a true statement, correct? She's advising Joe Biden. She said yesterday.
Yeah, and that's a somewhat frightening thought.
I just want to say yesterday, AOC says defunding the police means nothing more than defunding the police. We're not talking about reallocation and give. You know, she says we want to defund the police. That's an advisor to perhaps the next president. We have a choice not between Biden and Trump, but between civilization and the alternative, Frank.
You know, there's a very educated phrase that says you can't fix stupid. Part of the problem is we're no longer fighting conservative versus liberal or Democrat versus Republican. Frankly, we're fighting against ideas that border on insanity, the concept of defunding the police. And by the way, if you look at cities like New York, which was considered up until the de Blasio administration the safest big city in the United States and possibly in the world, in the space of just a couple of years of hard left administration at City Hall, New York has descended into a nightmare of crime. This is a clear example of the concept of being soft on crime or defunding the police simply doesn't work. And that's why I say we're no longer fighting of Democrat against Republican. It's sane ideas versus insane ideas. When an example is so clearly set that something does not work, very similar to the concept of bringing socialism to the United States, when over the past 100 years, every place socialism has been tried, it has failed and failed miserably. It just doesn't make sense to continue pushing that type of concept. And yet, defunding the police, advocating socialism, have become the themes of the Democratic Party.
Unbelievable.
And the Joe Biden campaign.
Well, did you see Joe Biden's press conference yesterday?
Sad as always.
Did you see how he had a list of reporters that he was to call on? And so they handpicked, and some of the questions were, how do you expect to maintain this lead? Ooh, that's a toughie. Why not ask him about defunding the police? Because AOC says, no, we defund it. Joe Biden has said once he's against defunding the police. But that was the end of it. I mean, let's go get in front of the real national media, and let's really go through a presser with the hard questions. It's just the way they're protecting him is, frankly, the way I would protect him, too. I do the same thing. Keep him totally controlled on the teleprompter and keep him in the house.
You notice there has not been one reporter like you or Diane allowed into those press conferences to ask the really tough question. And I suggest if somehow one sneaked in, they would be quickly escorted out by Biden campaign staffers. You're having a campaign based on nothing at all except hatred of the incumbent.
Yeah, that's right.
So you're not having a rational discussion of ideas. You're simply having a campaign based on hatred.
Okay, Frank V. Vernuccio, how does this all calm down? How do we reclaim America as we know it?
Well, I think the left is actually doing a very good job of promoting that action in and of itself. As they become more and more extreme, as once great cities like New York and Seattle plunge into disaster, I think you're going to see a popular revolt or revulsion on the part of the electorate. It won't be reflected, by the way, in the polls. A pollster who worked for me a number of years ago said that since the advent of cell phones, people are telling pollsters what they think the pollster wants to hear rather than what their actual views are. And I think that's quite true. You're going to see Biden with a commanding lead in the polls right up until Election Day. You know, my conversation with President Hillary Clinton said that she was very disappointed in how the polls actually worked out.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering why we give them any credence at all when we know this. I mean, and then is it to set up another illegitimate election, just like he cheated with the Russians in 16? They'll be cheating because Biden had this commanding lead in the polls.
Yeah, and I think that's a very good point. We've already heard people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi say that if Trump is reelected, they will continue the harassment. They'll continue investigations. Yeah. And as Attorney General William Barr said, this has been the first attempted coup in American history.
Well, here's hoping and praying, and I lean on the word praying because I think we need God more than ever in this country, and the more we shun him in America, the worse this is going to get. Frank, how do people find you?
Well, thanks for asking. We're at usagovpolicy.com.
Keep up your fine work and reporting and information. Appreciate you.
And happy Independence Day
yes,
to both
sir.
Of you and all your listeners.
We are right. Indeed live in the greatest nation on earth, regardless of what some are saying.
God bless America.
God bless America. We live in the greatest nation on earth. Imperfect as she is, we continue to strive and work on it. Yes, there is. This is a true story that CBS picked up yesterday. A Texas realtor group says it will no longer use the word master.
Never would have thought of that.
Master bedroom, master bath is now primary bedroom, primary bath. This is in Houston. What do you think of that? 359-2255, 359-2255.
Well, Lady Antebellum, I'm over on US 105.9, play their music all the time. Their nickname, Lady A, is what they're going with. Dixie Chicks, drop the Dixie. Now they're the Chicks. After all,
I thought Chicks was derogatory.
Well, that's true.
For females. Exactly. I mean, are you supposed to call somebody a chick?
I don't know.
If I said, you're a cute chick, isn't that like, what are you doing?
Right.
I don't understand the name Chicks then. And then, I mean, again, how far do we extend all of this? Do we need to rename the golf tournament in Augusta, Georgia? I mean.
Wow.
I know. And for AOC, and I appreciate the fact that she stands on principle. She's a far-left socialist, Marxist, communist, whatever term you want to use. But she said, no, defunding the police means defunding the police. Give her credit for
not
being,
walking back. We are talking about reform.
Oh, they don't mean that. She says take money away from the police. Now, is not Seattle a perfect example of what they want to do?
Right.
How's that worked out? They're talking about some egregious crimes outside of murder, of course. There's two of those. Going on at night. There's nobody to protect you, nobody to call. You just live in the hardcore streets of Seattle and fend for yourself.
And if it's the summer of love, as the mayor has said, you know, that could be in a lot of things when it comes to recreational drugs and marijuana use. Of course, it's all over Seattle anyway, but I don't know. I hate to see the turn in our culture.
Well, it's if we're going to let the extreme minority, you know, rule 8%, 6%, 5% believe in what they're espousing, then we've got it coming. You know, if we're going to allow it, then we've got it coming. But this couple in St. Louis, they got their guns out because they were so afraid, might be prosecuted because there's a far left attorney in the St. Louis region that wants to prosecute them. because they had the audacity to come out and yell, get off of my property.
Yep, they were brandishing those guns, that's for sure.
Well, they were afraid for their lives, is right. What the man said last night. Let's check your weather.
Update 89, we've got clouds and sunshine, maybe a stray shower, thunderstorm, down to 68 this evening. Up to 91 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Friday, mostly sunny, high 90. Same for Saturday on the 4th of July, sunshine, high 90, low 70. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It is the 1st of July. It's Wednesday morning. People are out and around. The traffic feels kind of normal to me. If you want to converse, you can message us on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Or 359-2255 to our text line. 720.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Volvo is recalling more than 2 million cars because of a possible seatbelt issue. The recall includes various models built between 2006 and 2019. The problem is with cables attached to front seatbelts. The cable could become damaged and not operate properly. Volvo is a unit of China's Geely. Apple is believed to be pushing suppliers to help it step up production of its new 5G phones so they won't have to be delayed until next year. Apple's production has been delayed by coronavirus shutdowns at factories. Reports in Japan say Apple suppliers are working overtime to make up for the delays. Tennessee-based home furnishings chain Old Time Pottery has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It will keep operating but will close 4 of its 43 stores. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
In times of trouble, when the world is on edge, your faith is always there for you. And at Fox Nation, we're helping to keep the faith every day with stories of hope.
Give it to God. He is doing this for a reason.
History brought to life.
This is Bethlehem, the site of the first Christmas.
And messages that keep you inspired.
Christ belongs to all people. He belongs to the whole world.
Fox Nation invites you to keep the faith while celebrating America every day. Start your first month now for just 99 cents.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. With each election year, it's important to remember negativity and conflicts are common. Investors should realize future success depends on sound, long-term investment strategies and staying the course. If you have concerns with your portfolio, we can help create a long-term plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, 366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or Registered Investment Advisor.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
Has COVID canceled your summer plans? Sign your kids up for summer camps teaching science, technology, engineering, the arts, and mathematics through unique curriculums. Learn how to take your idea and translate it into something that can change the world in the invention camp, or learn basic graphic design skills in the digital art camp. And don't miss out on the drones and things that fly camp. These camps have limited availability, so be sure to sign your kids ages 8 to 12 up at steamcamper.com/book online. Steam Camper, summer camp, reimagined.
Oh, L'Oreal. What's L'Oreal?
Makeup.
L'Oreal to remove the word whitening from its products.
Lightning?
Whitening.
Oh, whitening.
White privilege whitening.
Okay.
I would think the bleach companies would have to do that as well. Anyway, here we go. We have a Stever, my friends. It is July 1. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com. DriveChampaign.com. We've been doing some test drives. We are changing it for this one. So here's what I have to offer. Brian Dowd is a star at Honda BMW. Who's Brian? He is the man when it comes to detailing your vehicle. Do you understand that when your car is clean, particularly inside and out, it runs better? I don't know how that works, but it's true. Anyway, coming up at GoSteever.com in 5 minutes, the window will be open for 1 hour. I will give you a complete car detail, in and out, $200.
Wow.
And I will give you that opportunity. Now, if you have a big old 8-seater, it's going to be more. This is for a 5-seat vehicle or small SUV.
Okay.
If it's more seats, you go and say, how much more? They might say $60. And if you want to do it, great. If you don't, great. We're going to have a lot of people that want this. So it's a $200 bill for a detail at Honda BMW. I don't know anybody that doesn't want this, because it is so nice to drive in a what feels like a new car. And they'll make it. I mean, Brian did mine, and we have dogs.
Yeah. With white hair.
I don't think a forensics expert would have found a hair.
Wow.
He spent 5 hours on it.
Is that right?
The guy.
Oh, the, my goodness.
He spent five. What? If you're not involved in Steever, this is our program that we designed that essentially I give you money, you spend it. Two requirements. You do this within, at least get an appointment within 7 days. And then you must fill out feedback. If you forget or don't fill out feedback, you'll notice that you can't win anymore.
Oh,
I know. Bummer. So we have a lot of people in our program because they can't find anything wrong with me giving money and you spending it. And the only requirement is you have to spend it within a week, or at least in this case, get an appointment. So GoSteever.com, register. If you're not registered, you can still do it. And that opens up in 4 minutes. How about the Atkins family? How about...
Congratulations to them. What a great day for Illini Golf.
I guess you could say Robert Allerton has given a bigger gift, 1,500 acres, but the Atkins group gave 300 acres yesterday.
Yeah.
Including a pretty darn good golf course called Stone Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Now going to be called Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. Atkins Group gifts Stone Creek Golf Club to Illinois Athletics. It's a huge day for Illinois. It's a great legacy for the Atkins. I think they've been so incredibly valuable to Champaign-Urbana. The late, great Clint Atkins and his generosity has been extended through his family.
I saw Susie yesterday. She hails from Tolono back in the day.
Yeah.
Talked about my mom, Betty Ducey, and her Girl Scouts and all that.
And you've just got the Atkins family with Suzette. And
very serviceable.
Todd and Spencer.
Oriented.
They're great people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is quite the gift, and it's going to be fantastic. So the golf course will be shut and open again spring of 21, and it will be available to the public. I have no idea what they're going to charge, but it's going to be nice. This is going to be a real collegiate championship golf course. And Renee Sloan and Mike Small, the men's and women's golf coaches, very excited, because you're going to make a big-time golf course where you're going to have events, and we're going to get to go watch some really good golfers, maybe some future professionals at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. So pretty cool news. And an incredible, unbelievably generous gift. That includes the real estate now. You can buy a lot from now, the University of Illinois. That sounds weird.
I see.
Who you're buying it from? University of Illinois? I didn't know they had realtors. Anyway, it's I don't know how it all sounds, but
okay.
They go buy a lot. And you know that, you know, with the university running it, there's going to be some, actually, it's for, through the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics.
Okay.
And they get, what, $40 million a year from the Big Ten Network
alone?
Well, I saw
Josh Whitman at the podium yesterday.
Yeah. No, it's really, really cool. Anyway, so it'll be called the Atkins Golf Club. It will be accessible through the public. I think that's great. And, I was at the iHotel with a few people watching it via live as they were streaming, because you're limited with the numbers that could go. So In any event, great news for Champaign-Urbana, great news for the University of Illinois. Congratulations to the Atkins family.
Sweet.
All right, ESPN 93.5, Ed Martin, stand by from the Phyllis Schlafly Group. He's on every Wednesday. Brother Johnny's going to jump on as well, 729.
Hey, Betty, you live at Baytown Apartments, right?
Yeah, just off Prospect and Boardwalk Drive in Champaign.
There's a lot of great restaurants and shopping there. Is there a gym nearby?
Who needs it? Baytown has 24/7 fitness center and sauna at the clubhouse.
Wow.
It's great, but the weather being so nice, I've been getting my workout on the jogging pass around the lake.
You have all that at Baytown Apartments?
Yeah, it's the best. Staff does a great job keeping the place beautiful.
Do you think they have any units available?
Actually, they have newly remodeled 1 and 2 bedroom units. You should check them out at baytown.net. Tell the courtesy staff at the welcome gate and get a tour.
Hear that? That's the sound of the great Alaskan fish taco migration. Once a year, these delicious little guys make their way south from the remote Alaskan wilderness to Taco John's everywhere, topped with our smoky sour cream and served up 2 for $4. Our wild-caught Alaskan fish tacos are firmly at the top of the taco food chain.
Stop by your local Taco John's at 902 Meyer Drive in Champaign, right next to AMC Theaters.
Busey Bank is honored to serve you. To our healthcare workers, first responders, and local businesses, you're central to the communities we're proud to call home. Busey's grateful to partner with you and your families through life's ups and downs, today and for generations to come. Because as neighbors helping neighbors, we're in this together. Busey, grateful to serve the communities we call home. Member FDIC.
I'm Chris Foster. In a late-night tweet, President Trump says he will veto a defense spending bill making its way through the Senate over an amendment to rename some military bases.
He's talking about an amendment calling for military bases that were named after Confederate soldiers to get new names. The renaming amendment comes as Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and other Pentagon leaders said they're open to bipartisan discussions about renaming bases.
Fox's Jill Nato. The first arrests are made under China's new national security law in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong police arresting at least 2 protesters for carrying flags and signs calling for the city's independence. The US and Britain see the law as a crackdown on free speech in China's freest city. China says it's about restoring stability after months of anti-government protests.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 6 years in prison is the sentence for a Rantoul man who admitted to sexually assaulting an intoxicated woman. 46-year-old Roberto Velasquez pleaded guilty to the crime that happened in March of last year. The Villa Grove police chief is retiring. The News Gazette says Dennis Geyer has been chief of police for the last 27 years. He oversaw a department with 5 full-time officers. The new police chief is Bob Rea, who worked as a Champaign police officer for 21 years before retiring several years ago. Casinos in Illinois reopened today. They were forced to close in mid-March. They'll have reduced capacity, limited to 50%. Casinos are expected to have social distancing between tables and slot machines. Masks are required for patrons and staff. The Illinois Gaming Board laid out strict cleaning guidelines. Decks of cards, chips, dice, and cash will be sanitized and constantly swapped out. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Steve from Good Vibes, your local dish retailer. You've heard me crow about the Dish Hopper 3. It's the best DVR system on the planet. And Dish is the value leader in TV service. So maybe it's time to look over that cable bill because we've got a new deal that's fantastic. Now that we're not so cooped up, home security is more important than ever. You can make your home safer with a Google Nest Hello Video Doorbell. Answer the door when you're not home. See who's at your door, even at night. Add sensors and it can record video so you see who was on premise, even if you weren't. It's the coolest smart home product ever, and now you can get one on us. Just sign up for Dish with the Hopper 3, and you'll upgrade your TV, and we'll upgrade your home security, no extra charge.
Offer ends 9/30/20. Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Requires internet connection.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brew Wash in Savoy. Okay, so we're up with the Ghost Stever. GhostStever.com. Today's offer, car detail, five-seater, small CRV, $200.
Sweet.
In and out, completely vacuumed and cleaned. Honda BMW has a fantastic guy named Brian Dowd, who can do it like nobody else. You won't believe it. But you have to go to GhostStever.com, accept the offer. If you're not registered, you can get that done and still register. The window is open until 8:30. Good luck. Here we go with your weather.
All right, up to 89. Clouds, some sun this morning, a stray shower also possible. Today's high 89 and 69 our low tonight. Up to 91 tomorrow, down to 66. Mostly sunny again on Friday. High 90, low 67. The 4th of July and Sunday the 5th look mostly sunny with highs around 90, down to around 70 in the evening. We're currently at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
Wednesday's Ed Martin joins us, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, the Phyllis Schlafly Group, from Virginia, just outside of our nation's capital. Mr. Ed Martin, my brother Johnny, has also joined us. Johnny, how are you?
All right. I'm fine down here in New Orleans, where I just need to see what's going on. The best way to do that is talk to Ed Martin.
Okay, Ed, this is unbelievable. The Houston Realtor Association, one particular group, has said we won't describe master bedrooms anymore. They'll be primary. L'Oreal says they will not use the term whitening in their product anymore. Where does this end?
Well, I mean, if we had a Saturday Night, if we had Saturday Night Live that was any good, it'd be great skits, wouldn't it? I mean, can you imagine Chevy Chase or Steve Martin? Steve Martin has it. Then they have some answering to do on that old I Was Born a Poor Black Man skit. Right, yeah, I don't know.
The Jerk.
So, look, it's insane, and it's getting worse, and the question is only whether and how we the people stand up to it. You know, I was saying to somebody, right now on the ballot in the fall is American history. I mean, forget about everything else. Just one, you know, question is, do you want to get rid of all American history? Now, Cardinal Tim Dolan, who is a St. Louis boy but is now the New York Archbishop and the Cardinal up there, he wrote a piece in the Wall Street Journal where he basically said, look, if the standard is anybody who had a tough time early in their life or did something poorly, most of the Bible gets wiped out, right? And Martin Luther King Jr. gets wiped out, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, look, I'm all for a conversation about things that offend people when it's a serious conversation, right? I mean, I'm glad, in a way, the Me Too movement started because there were predators, especially in Hollywood. They deserve to be confronted, right? That's right. But now we're into this sort of cultural Me Too-ism, and it's just, it'll never stop until we stop it. And this long, hot summer we're facing, I think more and more Americans are sick of it, and they're getting frustrated by the fact that it's continuing. By the way, let me say, I think it's overflowing out to President Trump. People, you know, you ask my wife, she's so mad about this. She, why isn't somebody stopping it? And I say, do you want the 82nd Airborne going into the cities to stop this? And she said, maybe. And I said, well, picture how that plays out, right? So I mean, the point is, people are frustrated, but it's not going to stop until it's stopped, if you see my point.
Well, and Stevie, it's not going to stop as long as people are that desperate to grasp power. And I think, Ed, I think this focus on systemic racism is less racism and more political desperation. If you look at the bottom major cities' quality of life, I looked up it was 500,000 people more. The bottom five for quality of life in America were Detroit, St. Louis, sorry about that, Memphis, and Baltimore. And they're all majority black. And so the blacks have been oppressed politically, not so much racially these days. It came from racism. But the Democrats have to destroy history. And they can't defend their history that brought them. And so we have
to. And Stevie J, I would say it point blank, because you get canceled, but it doesn't matter to me. I mean, these people are racist. The Democrats that are doing this are racist. They're the ones that are, that anyone who says white supremacy and white privilege, those people are racist. They're just saying slurs to try to destroy. I've lived through this. I was at CNN. I was hired at CNN. I would go up there. The only racist, Paul Begala is not a racist. Anderson Cooper's not a racist. The racists were the black people on the panels yelling racist at me. They yell at other people because it's who they are. And, you know, until we say that these people, what they are, they're racist who hate America. That's what, it doesn't matter why they're there. It doesn't matter. What they're doing is destroying the country. That's the facts. And our side, meaning conservatives who love America, need to stop pretending that we can answer this in a way that we'll like them. Last night on CNN, the couple, the husband of the couple in St. Louis, I know the neighborhood really well, who stood outside with their gun. The guy said, I stood outside my house because one of these protesters looked at me, clipped a round into a magazine into his gun, pointed and said, "You're next." And he said, "I thought, I'm going to be killed. I'm getting a gun." And Don Lemon's response was, "Well, don't you see, your picture was retweeted by the president because he's a white supremacist. It's a good image for white supremacy." And the guy looked at him and said, with his eyes, and then said, "What are you talking about? You look like you're insane." The media and others are trying to drive us crazy, and it's working. But the people who are doing it are racist, they're evil, and they hate America. And until we call them all that, we're not going to get free of this debate. Oh, did he really mean it? What did he mean? Is it, you know, this is coming out of a place of hurt? Nonsense. You know, it's nonsense. These are racists who hate America, and they have to be stopped.
Marcus chimes in. Someone said to me that Trump is a line failure in states that have Democratic leaders. That way, level-headed Democrats see which party is more corrupt. I tend to agree somewhat with that. What do you think of that there, Ed?
Well, let me tell you, the president tweeted something yesterday about his own policies that have to do with the suburbs. You know, Joe Biden has embraced Cory Booker's policies that would force single-family housing zoning to be eliminated in the suburbs if they want federal money. And this is directly to your point. All these liberal suburbs where they like, you know, the neighborhoods and the schools, they're coming for the suburbs, meaning because under the guise of, oh, we have to, you know, can't have single family zoning because that's discriminatory to poor people. Mm. We need to have multifamily and Section 8 and all that. And my point here is the president sees what you're saying. You know, all the places where it's the most miserable are the cities and all, and places that have been run by Democrats. But the problem, the tension is, if you're a normal conservative, you say, don't let people die because of lawlessness. We're law and order. Go fix it. And then, but if you're the president, you're saying, if I send in the National Guard into Seattle to clear the streets, it's guaranteed. They're setting it up for more violence. And so what's my best path? And I think, you know, you say it's only in places where liberals are. That's true. But in Missouri, where I'm from, our governor, a Republican, he's failed to do anything to stop what's happening in the cities. And that's where it should be, right? It should bounce up. If you're the mayor and you can't control your place, your governor should step in. If you're a governor and you can't control your state, then the president, the Fed should step in. We do want that. I mean, remember, Abraham Lincoln gets a lot of grief from a lot of conservatives because he just disregarded the Constitution and habeas corpus. And he, you know, we don't want dictators, I thought, and yet the left is trying to taunt us into it. But look, again, another thing, yesterday the Supreme Court, I'm sorry I'm ranting, Stevie J, the Supreme Court yesterday may have laid down the most important decision in a long time. You didn't see it, but I'm telling you, 5-4, they said Montana was improperly blocking dollars from going to private and religious schools. It was a program that had been passed, the Montana Supreme Court struck it down. What the U.S. Supreme Court said yesterday is private schools, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, can get tax dollars for their schools. You want to see a revolution in this country, positive revolution, break up the monopoly of our urban schools and let kids and their grandmas and their moms and their dads choose where they go to school, and they'll be rushing out of the Chicago public schools or the St. Louis public schools. And I think that could be, you know, that's how we change the poverty problem and stop talking about it as a race problem.
Well, and Eddie, I got to say, your point about you got to stand up to racism, but they beat us to the punch because at every turn when you disagree with them, they'll scream we're racist and stop the conversation. I saw another clip. I don't know if you saw this one, Ed, with a white kid, this one of these truly racist kids, in the face of a, looked like a really, a young, pretty strong, big American of African descent, a black officer. And I'm telling you, screaming in his face, you're the problem. What in the world? How racist is that? When it doesn't even matter what color you are, you're a racist if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
What is
he a racist? But I do want to say this, and this may be my most important thing I'll say is the problem right now in this country is we have been forced into self censorship. Guys like Johnny and me and you, Stevie J, we are not self-censored because we do it all the time. But most Americans are afraid to say what they actually think and feel because of the culture, the cancel culture and all. And my admonition and my plea to America is to tell the truth, name it. These people are racist. They're evil actors. No one's evil in their image and likeness of God. But they are, and they hate America. That's the facts. You don't get to say anything else until we name that. And I think that's a liberation for people. Here's another one. I'll say it, and Stevie J, you'll get grief. The transgender movement that's sweeping this country, it's a cult preying on our daughters. There's a book coming out yesterday, came out yesterday, that catalogs this. And it's insane that we're letting boys come across into women's sports and take on our daughters. This is nuts what's happening, and we have to stand up to it. Now, and they'll text you now, CBJ, watch. They do it every time. And they'll say, he's a bigot. But you got to name this stuff. Man, this is destroying us.
Well, I don't know where we turn. I don't know where we go. I don't know how this settles down. I don't know how this ends. But I do know with Joe Biden and his press conference yesterday where they carefully picked the questioners he would call on and the fact that AOC, who I got to give a little credibility this morning when she said, hey, we're not talking about when we say defund the police, we mean it. So at least she had principle to say this isn't something else. This is defund the police. And AOC is an advisor to Joe Biden. So your choices are very, very clear November 3. The next part of that is with the polling saying it's a landslide for Joe Biden, isn't that setting up violence because he cheated again? Because the expectation is it will be such. Biden will be leading all the way to November 2, the evening of. And I'm telling you, you might have a bunch of clenched fists out there that say, I'm not going to say anything, but I know how I'm going to vote.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, a couple things there. Number one is Joe Biden, if he gets away with running this strange campaign where he's in his basement, and then he had a teleprompter with the answers to the questions that they previewed. If he gets away with that, then, you know, we've dealt with one of the greatest and strangest campaigns ever. I don't think it will work in the long run, but yeah, be as it may. On the AOC thing, look, it's a radical party now. It doesn't matter whether Joe Biden looks like a moderate old man. It's a radical party. If they're in control, AOC's in the White House, you know, is doing things in the White House. So that's what's at stake. But it's but again, I think you ask what should we do? A, everyone has to be willing to say what's happening and be more upfront. One of the reasons the polling's off, I'm convinced, is nobody tells a pollster they're for Trump. I don't tell people I'm for Trump if I meet him when I'm out for a walk, right? It's not the first thing I say because, again, of the culture. So we have to break through that in lots of other ways. And last thing, Stevie J, how does it get solved? It gets solved the same way it's always solved in America. It's not going to be 70% of the country deciding. It's going to be 25% of us deciding to re-energize our families, our neighborhoods, and get, it's not only the family, mom and dad and two kids. It's going to be single mom, single dad, whatever. But we're going to say we want America to be like it was in the basics. We want to get better, but the basics need to stay the same, and people will demand that. And I just think they are setting up for, as you point out, that. Go ahead, Johnny, sorry.
I was going to just tell you, Ed, you're 100% right. You just at this point, you have to not just kind of stand off as a wallflower. You just have to stand up and rebut what you know is not true. You know, Steve, you'll like this. I read the book when I was 17, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. And one of the things that's interesting, as Hitler went across country to country, he had a list of the top people that the first thing they did, first 24 hours, shoot these people. And he had one for America. And I've always tried to live my life to be absolutely certain I would be on that list.
Well, we're in a time we've never been here. And so we're all trying to figure it out. And I just hope and pray. And I think prayer is going to be vital in all this. So see if we can get through this turbulent time. But I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. I think the Petri dish, the perfect example of life without law and order, is being, you know, pre-shown pretty clearly in the six blocks in Seattle. Two murders down.
Well, that's the summer of love. Summer of love.
I don't know. Two murders and countless other crimes.
I got to ask you, Steve, just a comment. And how do you get, if you're a leader like the mayor or even the governor, to the point where you're just frozen like a deer in the headlights and just completely unable and dysfunctional to do anything? Obviously,
I can tell you because you know, because you're a candidate. I mean, one of the things the late Phyllis Schlafly always said was it's very important for people to run for office to hopefully win and serve. But if not, they learn how it works. Here's what we know about the modern American politician, both parties. And, you know, you were term limits guy, Johnny, so you'll agree wholeheartedly. They're all obsessed with reelection. And in these urban centers, they've driven out two-party systems. So they're ruled in St. Louis, where the prosecutor is in a primary in 5 weeks. And the primary, she's had to run as far to the left, funded by Soros, and she's saying, you know, we'll indict everybody because they're beholden. In Seattle, the mayor is beholden to the voters who believe this crap is appropriate. And so she can't. She's politically hindered. And we don't have leaders who say, I'm just going to do what's right. I don't care. I kind of wish the president would give a speech and just say, look, I don't care whether it's going to get me reelected or not at this point. I know what I'm doing is right. I'm going to do X. And say that because that's what they won't do. The governor in Washington State can't confront it or she loses guaranteed. And she's seeing that, you know. She's seeing AOC and her gang of nitwits beat a 16-term congressman, Engel, a liberal on every issue, and they beat him because he's not liberal enough. Yeah. He's not radical enough. Right. So that's what they're held hostage.
I tell you, Ed, you're right, because I do remember, Stevie, thinking when I was a candidate, it was a different feeling when you're actually out there on the ballot. I just thought to myself, it seems like when I gain a little bit of the world, I lose a little bit of my soul. And that's why you just need to do the best you can and then get out. You got to get out. Or just turn.
Yeah. Guys, appreciate it. I really appreciate it. It went quickly. Ed Martin, President of Eagle Forum, how do the people find you?
Yeah, at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter is direct messenger open, and our website is phyllisschlafly.com.
All right, keep it up. Steve, Johnny, thank you for jumping in. New Orleans.
Keep it up, Ed.
Talk to you.
Thanks, Steve J.
All right, talk to you soon, Brother Johnny, New Orleans, Ed Martin out of Virginia this morning.
And a couple of comments coming in. That was a great discussion. An 815 area code, if private schools are able to start getting federal funding, then it's time to start taxing churches. When they start holding political gatherings and now get federal dollars, it's time for them to step up and pay taxes.
Okay. Well, with the schools and the Supreme Court, I would think that'd be a game changer from the standpoint of people saying, hey, we can get funding and leave these schools that we don't like. And that would, I would think, be huge. So that was a big Supreme Court ruling yesterday, 5-4, that Ed brought up. So I'm glad he did. All right. Dick Van Dyke Appliance Rule can get you your appliance. All you got to do is give them a call, go online, or go in. They've got it going on. You put your mask on. You go into Dick Van Dyke, the largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois, in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign. Champaign, you drive on Neal toward the mall. Right before you get the I-74 interchange, it'll be right there on your right-hand side. They specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And great deals. The Speed Queen caught my ear the other day when I heard the commercial. That's an industrial a unit, and you do a lot of laundry, you're going to want that Speed Queen.
I know they have the Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, and I heard Diane's wow after naming off a lot of these name brands.
Yeah, they've got it all, so they are the largest independent dealer, and we love you to shop and keep the money in Champaign and Central Illinois. Just go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com for Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. Okay, we're in the midst of a Stever. Today's offer, complete detail from Honda BMW. This is the part where you take your vehicle in and you get it back and you say, this feels and looks new. And when we're talking $200 detail, it's for a 5-passenger vehicle. You might be charged a little more. You can, of course, ask before and say, I got a van.
Sure.
Seats 8, how much more? They might say $65.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can choose whether you want to redeem your Stever. If you're not registered for this, go to GoStever.com and register quickly and then just say accept offer at GoStever.com. And then you'll be in the hopper for the random select at 8:30. So you have between now and 8:30, 36 more minutes, my friends.
Now, the detail guy is usually someone you tip, don't you?
You can.
Okay.
But this is all in. $200 right, covers the whole deal.
But I mean, I'd slip you him a $20.
Well,
cash.
If you want to, all power to you. You'll meet Brian Dowd. He's the man, and you'll never go to probably another detail guy. I mean, he's terrific. There are a lot of good ones out.
Uh-huh.
Brian's one of the best. Okay, 7:54. Our friend Steve Suderman, we are rooting for you.
Yes.
How are you?
Well, nine rise. You know, I'm doing good. That was our school fight song, actually. So
nine
when
rise.
You said root, it just sort of jumped out of me.
Steve Suderman, Good Vibes. This is where you get your big TVs, home theater, Dish, and DirecTV. What do you got today?
Well, first of all, you heard the ad that we're running on your station there about the Dish and the doorbell, so that if we sign you up with Dish, then you'll get the best TV value out there and a free video doorbell that's from Google Nest. So
that sounds so cool.
I'm going to use one of these things on the store. We're beefing up our security for some obvious reasons. We had a little problem about this time a month ago. We're all cleaned up now, by the way. In fact, we're so clean, we're sanitized, literally. So you can come in here. We're very COVID conscious. But the TVs are all back up. We're getting some inventory trickling in here. It's kind of onesie-twosie, but I'll take it. We've got stuff to sell again. And that was a very, very dark period about 3 weeks ago when literally dark because there were boards over the windows. Now we've got our Bose and our Sonos. And if you haven't seen the Sonos Arc, this is going to be one of the most revolutionary new products this year. There's even a prevalent rumor that Apple might be buying this company because they want to get into the smart speaker, smart home business like Alexa and Google have, and this is a path to do it with better audio. So there's some interest there.
Well, that's exciting, and you guys always in your field always have new things and bells and whistles coming. But certainly the give me the Dish offer again.
The Dish will get you a video doorbell that will let you see who's at the door, let the UPS guy in, you know, stuff like that.
What's wrong with that deal? That's awesome.
It's from Google Nest. Yeah, it's a $250, you know, goodie.
Nice.
All I got to do is sign up for Dish and I get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
We're trying to figure out the cat here. Yeah, I don't know. That's awesome. All right, so you're hanging in there. About 3 weeks ago feels like 9 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. It has been a long few months.
Yeah, I know it has.
Glad to see June behind us.
Well,
yes, ma'am.
Just one step in front of the other. We continue on, but we urge people to particularly shop local, because we want everybody to survive this thing and keep fighting. I mean, in your case, Steve, not literally. But anyway.
it almost came
hey,
to that.
I know. How much are windows you can't break? How much does that cost? Because I thought about that.
I don't know the answer. It wasn't an option because we'd have had to replace all of it. And so with that Lexan stuff. And it's still, if you come down to it, you can drive the truck through it.
So oh, really? You can still?
Those roll-up garage door things or those old scissor things that they'd use in the liquor stores in the inner cities.
You see those on the south side of Chicago.
There's a reason they did that.
Okay, well,
they're ugly as all get out.
But nobody's driving a truck through it. Man, crazy times, crazy thoughts. All right, Steve, how do people find and reach you?
You can find us on the web at gvibes.com. Call me 351-0909 or please visit 2010 Round Barn Road. We're open for business 9 to 6 on the weekdays.
All right, my friend. Hang in there.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thank you, betcha. That's Steve Suderman at Good Vibes.
Well, we got a lot of comments coming in. And, of course, Facebook or steviejay.com in order to access the show or message us at 359-2255. Donna was saying you need to get involved in politics. If you don't agree and don't get involved, then you're no input, no output. Don't criticize. So there was some response to that on getting involved and really if your politician is buckling under pressure, just stay involved. So I enjoyed seeing that chatter on our Facebook page during the show. Marcus had talked about laws being fair and just, not hurting feelings coming into play. It's confusing and is downright wrong when it comes to our feelings being hurt.
Yeah, you know, listen, you know, that's certainly going to happen. And if you take away one of the big stipulations of trying to create some sort of reform and retraining for police officers is if you allow them to be sued, they'll be sued every day. There'll be piles and piles of lawsuits because they grabbed my arm and hurt my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were you resisting? Yeah. Well, still, he should have been trained well enough to talk me down. I mean, where does this all end? Where does it all begin? It's just, you're not going to, we certainly have a choice, that's for sure. It's not really a, this is totally, if you want law and order, you go one way. If you want the far left, which is apparently what's happening with folks like AOC and Ilhan Omar and stuff, if that's where you want to go, then vote for that. I mean, just I'm just saying there's going to be a very clear choice coming up November 3, and a whole lot of it has to do with what's going on right now. Are we going to be able to grab control of this thing? I mean, I believe we need law and order. And,
yeah.
And if that's a minority view, sure, then I'm sticking with it.
Well, okay? When we were talking with Frank Vernuccio earlier on in the hour, you mentioned our great nation in America, and you referred to her as a she, and Adam said, you sexist monster, you. Totally kidding, haha.
That's a good one. All right, chime in. We'll be right back. Time for the news at 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5.